Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Breakdown still happening. Roar Highway, eastbound Prada Kenwick Link in Beckenham. Left emergency lane is closed and traffic is looking pretty heavy out there, so keep that in mind. There's freeway, southbound Busy Hodges, drives with Woodford Ave, building up around Reed Highway, then Carrin Up Road, right through to Vincent Street, and northbound Slow Anchordale Road, then Farringdon Road to Cranford Avenue and Kenning Highway. Drive safely, that's the latest from Main Roads.
Photo.
Blake Proud is here. Give him a cheer. Blake Proud is here. And he's near. Hey.
Like I'm running late. Hey, like rushing buddy. To get everything ready.
Oh my
Boom.
Goodness. Blake's Hello, here. Blake.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Blake,
excellent.
I'm better now that you're here. One, because it's always lovely to see you. But especially,
Shorter.
It's better to smell you.
I felt like
you know?
Sarcasm in that first. I felt like
you only want me
here for the food.
How dare you?
Absolutely not. We love catching up with you. How
And there
how
are
was
weeks
your
when you don't bring food, and we're still happy to see you.
Yeah,
you know?
We'll see. I won't bring anything next week, and we'll see how nice you are.
Hey, all right, man.
I'll be okay. Look,
my weekend was awesome. Thank you.
Long weekend,
yeah,
nice.
Great
nice
long
with
weekend
the, with the fam.
Yeah,
very
really good.
How's Sunny?
She's so good.
Started cooking yet?
Not yet. Close though. She sits in the kitchen and watches me cook now. And if I go out the back and do some cooking, she'll have a bit of a cry. So we migrate her out the back.
Oh,
she starts to watch
watching.
Dad at work. So
cute.
Yeah, good. But she's starting to smile now.
Yes.
So good.
The
like
best.
I can have the worst day, go home, I get one little smile, and I'm like, ew.
Oh, mate. When she starts,
so good.
When she starts talking, it's the best.
Yeah.
Da-da. Daddy.
Oh, that's going to be a first word straight away. Dad.
Look, I don't want to rain any parade, but apparently kids are more predisposed to the d than the m.
Yeah.
So. But own it, okay? Yeah. Own it. I did. I was like, oh, you just, they both love me, mate. Sorry.
Oh,
all right.
Goodness.
So, Blake, you have brought in... We're sticking on the Asian side of things this morning.
What are you giggling at? Ben from Ellenbrook said, Dan... Do you have a week between Blake's visits? You need to work on your raps through the week.
Who said this?
Ben.
Hey, Ben. If I wanted jingle advice, I would ask Ben. It's true. He knows who he's talking about. Anyway. All right. So, we're sticking on the Asian side of things this morning.
We are.
Love this.
Explain to us what this is, but we'll get into depth.
So, I kind of did this because... I love pork belly. Everyone knows I love
pork.
I like to call myself the king of pork.
But
everyone's always... It's always pork crackling.
Yep.
And so I thought, why don't I just go the complete opposite end of the spectrum? And we're going to use pork belly, but it's going to be really soft.
Oh, my goodness.
So I've braised some pork belly, which is like a slow cooking method in a pan with a lid on with some beautiful ketchup manis and some herbs and spices. And then we're going to serve it up in a bao bun today.
So. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Sorry, can you explain to me braising? I don't really know what it is.
So braising is, I use a skillet, so a cast iron skillet. Mm. It's in a pan. So it's kind of like roasting, but on a cooktop. So you don't actually put it in the oven.
Right.
So it basically stews in its own liquids until the liquids kind of evaporate.
Delicious.
Yep.
Oh,
delicious.
Okay.
Yep.
It's like a sauna. It's like a sauna for meat.
Yeah. So you end up with about, when I start this cooks for about 2 to 3 hours, and you use about a liter and a half worth of liquid.
Okay.
So it kind of like boils in the liquids, and then by the time it's reduced, it's gone down to about sort of 200 mils, which you use as the sauce.
So it's on the stovetop for
2 to 3 hours.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Got a good gas provider.
This smells amazing, and obviously, pork belly seems to be very versatile. Like you said,
it
very
is. Yeah,
versatile.
It just gets lost in that pork crackle only. Like, it has to be pork belly crackle. That's it. There's so many other things you can do with it. So.
All right, let's get to a song, and then we can come back and eat. I'm excited. The Proud's name is Blake. He gonna make you quake. He loves a chocolate shake. And it's always the fourth one.
And he likes to bake.
No, he doesn't like to bake. See,
like
I can't.
Bake, no.
My raps have to be factual.
Can't lie.
They have to be factual.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Blake.
Howdy, guys.
Proud is here after a long weekend, and he is bringing the goods because we are doing bao buns. And I have to say, I have never thought of doing this at home for dinner because I always go, oh, those bao buns just look too hard. I'd just ruin them.
I don't know how to make my own
bao
buns.
I don't know how to make bao
buns.
So
they're actually really easy to make. If you're familiar with Brendan Pang, just jump on his Instagram or TikTok, and he does the best instructional videos, and he has the easiest bao bun recipes.
Brendan's
so they are easy to make, or you can get them frozen at grocery stores as well now.
This is what I've just discovered. You just told me this
game
stuff.
Changer.
And they we've just eaten some.
I don't know if there was a world record for the fastest eating of a bao, but I think I just broke it. Maybe two bites.
You hoovered yours, and now you're asking me, have I finished with mine? No, I have not. I am just enjoying it.
Well,
and
you want to speed up then, you know?
Okay. So, Blake, as I eat the rest of my bao bun, tell us how you made these.
So, you braised the meat. We know you have braised the meat. Yes. Take us from there.
So, braising it in a pan. So, if you've got a big pot or a skillet, anything that's got a lid that can go on the cooktop.
Beautiful.
Induction's good for this if you've got it.
Oh.
Or I use my little portable induction, which you guys have seen me bring into the studio.
That is good.
So, I used a 500 gram piece of pork belly, which I cut into four portions.
Because
if you try and put a whole pork belly in and braise it, it actually kind of bubbles up under the meat and big bubbles get caught and it splashes and goes pretty crazy. So, you have to chop it up into smaller portions.
Okay.
One large brown onion and four garlic cloves all crushed up in the skillet with a bit of oil. Get them nice and brown. Get those flavors out. Throw in 40 grams of ginger, just diced up roughly or just sliced.
You can taste the ginger.
Ginger's good. Amazing.
Ginger adds a really good freshness and zing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's really nice.
Yeah, something about ginger always makes me feel a bit healthy, too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Like, oh, really? Look at me. Yeah.
It cleans it up a little bit, like the fattiness of the pork belly. Four tablespoons of ketchup mayonnaise, a tablespoon of soy sauce, and then have a litre of chicken stock on standby.
Ooh.
So once you've kind of cooked all that stuff together, you put your pork belly pieces in the sauce and top it up with the chicken stock until it's just above the top of the pork. So we're leaving the skin on the pork. We're not cutting it off.
Yep.
Right, okay.
And then you basically cook that for about 2 to 3 hours, maybe turning it once or twice just so it cooks all the way through. And it should be nice and soft, but not falling apart. So we're not doing like a pulled meat. So you don't want to take it beyond that point where it starts to kind of fall apart.
The integrity falls apart. Yeah,
that's right, yes. So once it's ready and at your desired sort of tenderness, take it out, put it in the fridge to cool down a little bit.
Okay.
And what that's going to do is sort of firm it up a little bit so it's easier to slice.
Sorry, family, as you hear me munching away.
And then you leave that sauce on to cook it down until it becomes like significantly reduced into almost like a thick, sticky glaze.
Oh,
so you take the pork out and then you let it, and then
and
you
let
reduce
the sauce
it.
Continue to reduce.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And that's pretty much it. Once you've sliced it up, it'll be cool, so you can either toss it back into the pan with the sauce that's in there and just sort of toss it through.
Oh, so
serve
delicious.
It with your bao buns. I've got some pickled carrot, which you guys can go onto the 98.5 website and download the pickle recipe, which we've done
that's
on air before.
Yep.
A bit of fresh cucumber, and that's it.
I love pickled carrot and mint.
It's a mint, mint.
Sorry,
mint.
What was that? The mint.
The mint actually adds just so much freshness to it.
It does, yeah.
It does. It's the ginger and it's the mint. Oh, so healthy.
It's hard with fatty food. Like, a lot of people don't like it. Like, Ella would not normally eat something that's really fatty and rich, but once you balance it out with a bit of mint and a pickle and some fresh cucumber, it all comes together really
and
well.
And look, to
or
be
coriander.
Honest, the little bao buns, like, the slices of pork are very thin, so you don't need a lot of meat. You don't want to overdo it. I mean, you might want to, but you don't have to, and it still has so much flavour.
So much flavour in the sauce.
That it's just dynamite.
It's delightful. Oh, Blake, it's delightful. This recipe...
As I pop my last little bit in my mouth.
Shall we mute? This recipe will be up on the website later this afternoon. Blake, as always, thank you, sir.
That's all right.
It's been
a
privilege.
See you guys next week.
Yes, we will.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, family, another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.